Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hi, this is Laura Lively. Welcome to you and all of your parts. One of the things that really resonated with me in parts work was learning to speak in parts language. And there are several reasons to do that. First, it helps unblend the part. It helps for the part to feel acknowledged. Remember my three A's, acknowledge, accept, and appreciate. But for me, speaking for my part instead of speaking from it really helped me to calm my entire system. So what does that mean, right? Speaking for versus from. Sounds a little esoterical. So instead of speaking from it like this, I am angry. I am furious. I am frustrated. That's speaking from the part. That's the part speaking. If I can speak for the part, it gives me more access to self-energy. I can say things like, a part of me is angry. A part of me is frustrated. A part of me is furious. And so I would invite you to try this on your own. Like, say it out loud. I am angry. See how that feels in your entire body. How does it sound to say it out loud? And now try it the other way. A part of me is angry. So for me, it feels very different. I mean, I don't feel as hijacked. I literally don't feel as angry because I'm now able to recognize that it's not all of me. It's a part of me that is upset and frustrated. And so it gives me so much more space inside my system. And that angry part that is angry feels acknowledged and accepted. So it's like a win-win. I was recently at an IFS workshop and they listed even more reasons to speak for your parts. Some of those included, it increases the safety and the respect if you're speaking out loud to someone else, like in the relationship or in a group. If you say, a part of me is angry at you right now because you didn't do XYZ, as opposed to, I am so angry. When I say a part, there's more safety. It doesn't feel as raw, overwhelming, right? It also, because we're now speaking for the part, it helps to identify what is most important for that part. A part of me feels so angry because you did XYZ, and I'm able to express it clearly. And then that part feels seen and heard. It also brings some self-energy to the part as well as to my entire system. And again, if you're talking externally to people, it also brings more self-energy into that exchange. It increases the likelihood of being understood and heard, right? Like, it's not as, people don't feel as defensive when you're saying, oh, a part of me is angry, as opposed to I am angry. I am just really rawr, like I like to say. It gives it just opens up more space. That's really the best way I know how to say it. And then there's also, it gives you the possibility for different parts of you that maybe aren't angry, right? That may have a different perspective. They also have the opportunity to be heard. Like, a part of me is really angry when you did that. A part of me actually thought it was funny when you did that. A part of me felt hurt when you did that. So again, I'm going to invite you to try using parts language. Try it out. Let me know if you notice or feel a difference in your system or in the system of other people when you're talking with them. And I look forward to hearing from you about how that goes. So thanks for joining me today. Be sure to check out in the description for links to some free resources. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.